Lili Nishmas Gershon Yosef Ben Yisrael Moshe. The Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Beis discusses the best time to daven to Hashem, and based on the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says that at the first third of the night and the second third of the night. The Gemara explains that the Malachim sing Shira to Hashem, and they take turns, and the changing of the guards, as it were, is at the first third and the second third of the night. So that is the Shulchan Aruch says, the most opportune time to daven about the Churban, that we should have to base the Mikdash again. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't comment on Se'if Beis. And that's probably because in Se'if Gimel, in Se'if Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says that al pi the Zohar, we hold the most opportune time to daven is really at Chatzos. And therefore, if one is trying to find the best time, it would be at Chatzos. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Gimel, Ro'oi l'chol yare shemayim she'yimetzer v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. A yare shemayim should be worried about and sad about the loss of the beis hamikdash. Loss of the beis hamikdash. And the time to daven for this would be at Chatzos, and that is what is called Tikkun Chatzos. It used to be very common, people would say Tikkun Chatzos about the Churban Habayis, about the lack of the Beis HaMikdash. However, nowadays, again, our sleeping patterns have changed, and it's become much more difficult. And the Mishnah Berurah says here that if someone won't be able to get up on time in the morning because he's weak, or if he gets up to say Tikkun Chatzos, he'll fall asleep during davening, it's better to sleep properly and get up on time for davening. So if a person is not going to be saying Tikkun Chatzos every night, but the idea that a person should spend some time thinking about the lack of a Beis HaMikdash, that's a good idea. We should realize we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we're sad about it. This could happen in davening. We daven for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, or on your own, to spend a little time every day thinking about the fact that without the Beis HaMikdash, we're lacking Hashem's presence that we can see, we can experience in the world. So that's Tikkun Chatzos. Oh. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Abal HaTorah VeHatfila Yeh B'Simcha. Our learning and davening should be B'Simcha. Even though we're supposed to spend some time thinking about being sad over the Churban Habayis, but in general, a Jew's Avodas Hashem should be b'simcha. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlo that one way we express our thinking about the Churban Habayis is by adding a special tefillah before benching. During the week, on Shabbos we say Shir HaMalos, and in a regular weekday we say Al Naharos Bavel. Anytime there's a Suda Mitzvah, any special Suda, we say Shir HaMalos. And in a regular Suda, we would say Al Naharos Bavel. Not everyone says Al Naharos Bavel, but it's a good idea. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a way to be thinking about the Churban Habayis on a daily basis. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Dalid, Tov ma'ata chanunim b'kavana meharbos b'lo kavana. It's better to say a small amount of extra special tefillos with kavana than a lot without kavana. The Shulchan Aruch here is not talking about the chiyuve tefillah. These are extra. These are recommended tefillos for a person to say additional tachanunim. And if you're saying extra things, it's better to say less tachanunim with kavana than more without kavana. When it comes to the actual chiyuvim of davening, that Bezer Shem will get to later, whether it makes sense to sometimes skip things. But here the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the extra things. Here as well, the Mishnah Berurah says that someone who knows how to learn and enjoys learning, so he should spend more of his extra time learning than saying many extra tchinos and bakashos that are published in the Siddurim. Tov yoser sheyomad bimkomam. it's better for this person to learn instead. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch mentions different things that are recommended tov to say. The parsha of the Akedah, Akedas Yitzchak, the parsha of the Mon, and the Aseres HaDibros. Why these three? These are not chiyuvim, these are recommended. The Mishnah Berurah says the parsha of the Akedah, number one, it reminds us of Schus Avos. We want to have the Schus Avos activated every day, so by saying our parsha's Akedah, it's a way of tapping more into the Schus Avos. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah says, to remind us of the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak. He was Moshe Nefesh in the biggest way. Now the message for us is, Lechnia Yitzro, that we should be able to also be Moser Nefesh. Normally a person isn't asked to be Moser Nefesh to that degree like Yitzchak. But when a person says the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak, it's a way to remind himself and to absorb this idea, I can be Moser Nefesh a little, to serve Hashem a little better. The Parsha of the Mon is to teach us, to strengthen our Emunah, that all of our parnasa comes from Shemayim, that just like Hashem provided for Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, so too Hashem provides for us, and Hashem provides us for our needs. That was the lesson of the Midbar, that whatever a person gets is what he needs. Every family got what the amount they needed. So A, our parnasa comes from Shemayim, and B, whatever we get is what we need, and that's Hashem's plan for us, what we need. And you want to strengthen your emunah in that. So that comes by saying the Parshas Haman. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chazal that if you say the Parshas Haman every day, so then it's a haftacha that you will have enough parnasa, enough lo yismatu mizonosav. Now it means that you say it and you feel it, and you have the emunah. And you have the emunah. It's not just saying it by rote, but you're absorbing the message of the Parsha Saman. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Haftacha. The Aseres HaDibros, this is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, why would you say that? To remember Maimed Har Sinai and strengthen our emunah in Hashem. Not specifically to focus on what it says in the Aseres HaDibros, although that's not a bad idea, but the focus is Maimed Har Sinai, that event. The event when Hashem gave us the Torah and all of Am Yisrael at the same time heard Hashem speak, that was one of the strongest, that's the strongest expression that Am Yisrael experienced of Emunah in Hashem. So a way of reminding ourselves of that is by reading the Aseres HaDibros every day. Now the Rama adds on that we should not say the Aseres HaDibros b'tzibur, as part of the official davening with the tzibur. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, because of the kofrim. There are people out there that say, the only Torah, the only important Torah is Aseres HaDibros, the rest is not so important. And therefore, we don't want to, in a sense, overemphasize the Aseres HaDibros. So far we have three things the Shulchan Aruch recommends. The Akedah, Parshas Akedah, Parshas Haman, and the Aseres HaDibros. Oh, and we know why. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on. And the Parshas Ola, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, V'Yashem. That you should recite the Parshios of the Karbanos, the Psukim from the Torah. One would recite them. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says that if a person is Osek in the Karbanos, he reads the Karbanos, then it's as if he offered the Karban. It's as if the carbon. So we can't offer carbonos nowadays. So therefore, we recite the parshios of the carbonos instead. And these are recommended as well. Now these are only recommendations. The chova, which we'll get to later, Bezus Hashem, is the parshios hatamid. That must be said every day. That's really the minimum of the parshios of the carbonos. But this is recommended, tov to say these Parshios as well. And finally, before we end this Amud, there's a important, famous comment of the Mishnah Berurah here at the end of Siv Katan Yud Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarich Adam Likboa Lo Eis Lilmot Sifrei Musar B'chol Yom V'yom. A person has to learn Musar every day. V'tavlin Yetzirah hu tochachas ma'amari chazal. People have Yetziraharas, and the way to defeat the Yetzirah and conquer the Yetzirah is with ma'amari chazal. So this is in the Mishnah Berurah. A person has to learn Musar every day. A person's main job in life is to serve Hashem, to serve Hashem well. That we saw at the very beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. The very beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says one should have strength to get up early to serve Hashem, and the Mishnah Berurah says why? Ki l'kach nivra ha'adam, for that a person was created to serve Hashem. Well, without reminders of what's important in life, it's really hard to stay focused. A person has to find that sefer that helps him stay focused in his avodas Hashem. So a person should learn Sifrei Musar, something every day, and the key is every day. Sometimes a person's schedule is hectic, so maybe someone could get an online shmooze to listen to every day in order to help us stay focused in our avodas Hashem. This is the challenge of life, to stay focused on what's important in life, and Musar and learning Ma'amari Chazal is a very good way to do this. There's a new Musar Sefer out there, the Orchos Yosher from Abchaim Kanievsky Shlita. It's been around for a while, but recently Art Scroll put it out. It's full of Ma'amari Chazal and many, many topics. And he quotes Ma'amari Chazal, and it's very inspirational, and Art Scroll did a good job. So if you're looking for a Musar Sefer, that's a good one. But there are many others as well. But again, a person has to know what's important in life, and learning Musar every day helps us stay focused on what's important in life. Just one last point. It's very interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar HaTzion that the chiyuv to study Sifrei Musar is even greater than learning Mishnayos. This is really important. This becomes the basis for one's whole life, that a person remains inspired, a person remains mindful of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and mindful of doing mitzvahs. And all of us need reminders. All of us need reminders. That's why a person has to find a way to get Limud Musar into his life every day. The best is, what the Mishnah Berurah says, to learn a Musar Sefer. At least, if that doesn't work, person should find something online, but every day, that he downloads a few minutes of Musar with Ma'amari Chazal. Okay, that's the end of this Amud Bezdashem.